This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. What's amazing to me is that we still have folks who think the world is going to go back to the way it was. This is Mike Adams here for Pandemic.News Monday, March 23rd. Yes, March 23rd. We are a couple of months into this now. I've been recording podcasts for over 60 days and writing articles covering this. And the one thing that has become abundantly clear in all of this is that the world, as you know it, has come to an end. Yes, that world of easy money, that world of large social parties, that world of abundant food delivered just in time to the grocery stores, the world of debt upon which all of the illusion of financial abundance has been built, all of these worlds are coming to an end. The world of low unemployment is coming to an end. The world of going out to eat at a restaurant is coming to an end. I mean, even if this reverses, even if the virus were to vanish in 60 days, which of course is impossible, but if it did, you still have the string of bankruptcies. I heard one analyst say last night that he thought 80% of the restaurants in America would go bankrupt. 80%. That means you're not going out to eat for a long time, folks. A long time. That means you're going to have to learn how to probably can food. You're going to have to learn how to cook, how to make lentil soup or whatever it is that you make, that you want to eat. If you want to eat, you'll learn how to cook. We're all in the same boat. I'm doing the same thing too. But the biggest upshot from all of this is probably the financial implications are, of course, beyond epic. This is the most significant financial event that you will ever witness in your lifetime, that any of us will ever witness. This is going to be more catastrophic than 9/11 by far, more catastrophic than the Lehman event of 2008, subprime mortgage collapse, more catastrophic than Black Monday of 1987, and probably more catastrophic than the Great Depression. We are talking about unemployment rates that may reach, well, I heard one analyst say 50%. For some reason, I think that's too pessimistic. I think it might reach 30%. In the Great Depression, it was only about 21%. We're going to see the destruction of the GDP. The GDP may plunge 25%. I mean, these are numbers that no one ever could have imagined even a month ago. We're going to see the destruction of capital because, of course, capital these days is based on debt. So it's going to be destroyed for the simple reason that most of it never existed anyway, just a bunch of paper contracts, a bunch of derivatives, a bunch of interest rate bets. And you're going to see the destruction of the dollar. That's where this is going. That's the really big upshot here. This is the end of the dollar. Well, I should say this is the beginning of the end of the dollar. The dollar will collapse probably within 2 years or less. The end of the dollar. The world's reserve currency. And when the dollar ends and it collapses, what's going to happen to you and your bank accounts is exactly what happened to the people of Zimbabwe or Ecuador or Argentina or Weimar Germany or 100 other examples throughout history where people held fiat currency. We don't even really call it money. Money holds value. Fiat currency loses value. So people held currency, and the dollar is a currency. It's not really money. And when whatever they were left holding at the end was what they lost. So you could have $10 million in the bank, wake up one morning, and it's worth 10 million pennies of purchasing power. If that. That's a 99% loss. You might lose 100%. I've been having these conversations with many people lately about the collapse of the dollar. First, we'll see hyperinflation because we have way more currency chasing the same limited amount of goods, groceries and non-existent services, things like that. And it won't take long for food prices to skyrocket, especially with the helicopter money policies and the QE infinity, that's quantitative easing infinity bailouts by the Fed, which is now buying corporate bonds. So the Fed is buying corporate debt to prop up the markets. Can you believe that? This is the beginning of the end of the dollar. Mathematically, it's already a done deal. It's only a question of sort of how long it takes. But this is the end of the dollar. This is the end of the United States of America as we know it. And you may recall, I predicted that over the last couple of years, that Trump would be the last president of the United States of America. The economic impact will be even more devastating than the virus itself in terms of fatalities, because we, humanity, we built a system of economics that was doomed over a decade ago. It was doomed in 2008. It was doomed in 2001, the dot-com crash. But instead of fixing the problems, we allowed the doom to grow to the point where all it took was a virus to initiate the crash of the system, a system that was a suicide pact from the very start. So that's where we are right now. We will not escape this with the dollar intact. And whatever you're holding in dollars, in a bank account, in pensions, in whatever, you will lose that. Everyone will. That's the reality that's now starting to hit home for many people. And I'll keep you posted, of course, at pandemic.news, because there are strategies to survive this. I will be talking about those strategies in upcoming podcasts. But basically, you got to get out of dollars while you can still trade them for something that has value. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for pandemic.news and naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.